Welcome to Fakeologist.com. Please select from the following options. To talk with Averado, the Fakeologist, press 1. To connect, please wait while we try to locate Averado.
What's up, Uncle Odd? Averado, how are you? I'm not too bad. Long time no chat.
Yes, sir. Well,
you know, it's going to be on the afternoon commute. Now I know.
Today I was listening to the Marcus show with you, and I got triggered. Because Epic Cash sponsors Fakeologist.com, by the way. And, you know, people should be rooting for Epic Cash. And this guy is spreading all this FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt about Epic Cash in such a freaking ignorant way. I want to just facepalm him to death. Because that dude is so ignorant when it comes to understanding blockchain technology, proof of work, Epic Cash. He said that 99.998% of all of Epic Cash is owned by the owner. What a dumbass, Marcus. You're a freaking dumbass. And I put in my Uncle Odd chat that I invite you on my show. I hope you take me up on it. I'm going to have Max Freeman and Todd Lewis, who's the chief lead engineer, chief tech officer, if you will. They, I guess you would call our, quote, the owners. And I want to have you on, and I want to give you 15 minutes of your own personal glory to be able to debunk all of crypto and especially Epic Cash. Take me up on it. The invitation is there. And Frank, if you're listening, next time you evoke my name and you start talking about a conversation we've had, just please give me the respect of reading what I wrote you. Don't cherry pick. Read what I wrote you, and please go back and find the email, and the next time you're talking to Ab, correct the record and read what I wrote you so people have context. Ab, I'm pissed off because I hate it when people take things out of context, and I hate it when people ignorantly spread FUD from your sponsor of Epic Cash. How about that?
That was good. Good rant. What did Frank say? I don't remember what he said. I remember Marcus was talking about it.
Frank reached out to me and he said that he had, you know, I'm not going to say the amount of money, but he was asking me about Tiago. He says that that BTC is going to hit 9,800 and then it's going to, you know, you're going to have all these institutional ape-ins, and he may be right on that. I don't know. I'm not here to debate the low, nor did I ever say so in my email to Frank. I did not say it's going to zero, but
got it.
I'm telling you that this BTC is the bankster coin. It is so compromised. And it is everything that Epic Cash is not. If Satoshi Nakamoto had a mulligan using 2019 tech, he would have created Epic Cash, which we did. Now, Frank, no, it does not have the liquidity that Epic Cash does. Guess what? It's only 70 cents. Understand? It's not $20,000. So you can go ahead and take your 11, sorry, fuck it. You can go ahead and take your 11 grand and buy a half a Bitcoin, BTC, or you can have 11,000 Epic Cash, maybe 15,000 Epic Cash. And if you aren't paying attention, we have so many things that are it's like release the Kraken. We have the Diego wallet, which he created the Cake wallet for Monero, by the way. So there's okay. a lot of people in the industry who are hanging on every second. And the reason why he hasn't published it yet is because he is a perfectionist, and he has, thank God he was, because he found what are called two bear traps, and he is, like, adamant not to release this until it's perfect. So in 2 weeks, he releases it to a small group of us within Epic Cache, and we are going to kid test, mother approve it for 3 weeks. And if nothing fails, if there's no issues, then he's going to release what will be the most meaningful privacy wallet in the industry that will hold multiple assets, including Monero, Vero, two privacy coins, Epic Cash, Bitcoin, Ethereum, to where ultimately you're going to be able to exchange within that wallet assets. So we're going to ultimately be doing atomic swaps within that wallet. So, Marcus, you're a... No, I'm not going to say dumbass, because that would be disrespectful, and I don't want to disrespect you, even though your dumbass comment that a proof of work 998% of the owner. Marcus, you're smarter than that. What the hell are you even thinking spreading that ignorant FUD? Please, for the love of God, take it back. Or come on my show. App, I'll invite you on that show as well, because you're the you're the mediator here, and let's have a conversation. I'm sure Max and Todd Lewis, who I'm doing a wonderful series on the Uncle Vigilante show called The Quest for Superior Money. So far we have 10 episodes to where we discuss if superior money was created, what would the attributes be? We take a deep dive into that. So we think a little beyond rug pulls, Marcus, and pump and dumps, and all of that bullshit that you're spreading. So, all right, I'm going to take a deep breath. And you know what, Ab? I'm pissed off because I got sick last week. I went into a coughing fit, and I blew an umbilical hernia. So I'm wearing a girdle.
Oh.
I'm wearing a girdle right now, waiting for my surgery next Friday. So I'm a little on edge.
Oh, Jesus. What was the coughing fit from?
Oh, man. My dad, we're dealing with end-of-life issues. We put him, I flew back to Kansas and put him in a assisted living place. His short-term memory wouldn't even fill up a thimble, and it's so sad.
Right.
He just slid so fast. It just is astonishing. Now I can call him, and I can say, Dad, remember Jocko? Remember when we were on Main Street in Goodland, Kansas? And I can have a conversation for 20 minutes with him about Jocko farting and spreading his legs. He's a schnauzer. I can have a wonderful conversation. So that's what I do now, is I call him and I take him, you know, back in history, and we can have a conversation. It takes his mind off of the immediate, I don't know where I am, I don't know what I'm doing. It's so sad, Ab. I mean, he's been my hero my whole life, and, you know, a pillar of the community, CEO of multiple banks and bank chains. And, you know, for crying out loud, he has a street named after him in our hometown. And
wow.
And to see him suffer like this just breaks my heart. But while I was there, I got really, really sick. I had, what today they would say, COVID-19, I say, I had a good old-fashioned head cold, and my body was expressing itself because the weekend prior, I went on a, my best friend is getting married in Italy today, right now, as a matter of fact. And I'm not going because I'm not doing the any of the bullshit associated with flying internationally. So I was going to be the best man, and I declined. Kind of breaks my heart. But I went to his bachelor party the weekend before down in Miami, the weekend before, and let's just say my body is expressing itself because we didn't sleep for like 3 days. And
oh, my God.
Well, I'm kind of joking, but I got a head congestion. I went to an urgent care in Hays, Kansas. I had a bad ear infection. They gave me these wimpy antibiotics. I took them, but then I had to fly back to Tampa. Ab, when I flew back to Tampa, man, I started crying upon descent because I was literally fearful that I was going to blow an eardrum. It was so painful.
Oh.
It was, and my ears still haven't. I got to go to urgent care in the morning. So I got up, and I was like, I'm going to be the first freaking one there. They open at 8 a.m. I got home at 2 a.m. So I set my alarm, went to urgent care, found a competent doctor who's like, yeah, your ear infection is like next level. We got to put you on some serious shit. So she did, and I started walking in my car, and I went into this coughing fit, which I cannot describe. It just was like I was bent over, coughing, you know, to where you want to puke. And then all of a sudden, I felt something in my midsection, in my stomach. And I looked down, and well, it was like a little penis poking through my shirt. And I'm like, what the?
Your belly, belly button.
Right above my belly button, I busted about an inch and a half through, and my intestine was popping out. And I, you know, I pushed it back in. Somebody asked me, did you go back into the urgent care? And you know what? I'm so stupid. I didn't even think of that app. I just pushed it in, went home. I kept my middle finger on it, pushed in, and I called a doctor friend of mine saying, do you know a surgeon? He knew a surgeon. I called the surgeon, who, quick side story, coolest dude ever. They, like, were Nazis on the mask, right? And I'm like, I can't wear a mask. And they're like, you have to wear a mask. And I said, look at all my documentation. I can't wear a mask. And they said, well, sir, you just have to put something over your ears. So I literally put the mask over my chin, right, just to make this woman feel like she wasn't going to lose her job. And I went in, and then the doctor came in, the surgeon, and he wasn't wearing a mask. And I said, do I have to wear this damn thing? He said, hell no. At this point in time, anyone wearing a mask is an IQ test. I fucking love him. I love him. He was
Nazi-like?
He was like, yeah, you know, we have to do this because of liability issues, but in my presence, nobody has to wear a mask. And he said, my surgeon buddy from Houston and I were talking about, you know, it used to be when you met someone new, it would take you about a year to figure out if they were kind of worthy of hanging out, being on your team. And, you know, he goes, now all I have to do is take one look. And if they're wearing a mask, yet, I love this guy. So,
right.
So yeah, I go under the knife next Friday. So I will have my Epic Cash live on Thursday instead of Friday. And, so Thursday we'll pull a gender card, I guess, and self-identify as a Friday. And, and the show must go on. Ab and and Marcus and Marcus, you know what? You know how they say people, you know, don't acquire expertise until they put 10,000 hours in? Well, I'm well underway after a year and a half of covering crypto and Epic Cash, of being able to stockpile my 10,000 hours. So I really do want to invite you on my show, and I really want you to come educate Max Freeman, Todd Lewis, and me, combination, probably 100,000 hours between those two and you. And I want you to, you know, I know you wrote this article that was FUD on crypto, and you know what? Maybe we could arrive at the same side of the table if you didn't mix us all together, because the Coinbase article that you referenced, Marcus, is exactly why we requested being delisted from BitMart, because those bastards, we thought it might be a good idea to get on a centralized exchange. It is a horrible idea. Decentralization is the future, where you do not have to give up KYC. So at least do a little bit of work, Marcus. And Frank, I invite you to do the same. Do a little bit of work, because you know what? The sponsor of FakoTube, the guy behind the sponsorship, isn't a dumbass. You know, I've done a fair bit of work. And Tiago, I love you. I want to tell you that I intently listen to everything you say, and I believe you. There is nothing within me that says, no, BTC is going to zero. If you say at 9,800 that there's institutional orders that are going to ape in and give it that kick up, I don't think you can call 125K top. I don't think you can do that. But I respect the fact that you have vision and you can actually see what the rest of us can't. So everything that I have heard thus far from Tiago, Ab, that dude can be in my foxhole any day. I really, really love that guy. I just, you know, he's one of us. So, okay, man, I talked and ranted enough, man. I apologize.
No, he's a currency trainer, so he knows mainstream currency, so I'm sure he can relate to crypto.
Yeah, look, he's a chart reader, and he sees things that we can't, and so I respect that. But no, I do not believe that BTC is going to zero, just like MySpace still exists.
Yeah.
Did you know that? MySpace exists?
No, I did not. Classmates exist, though. I keep getting emails once in a while from them. Joined 25 years later. How do you walk around with your guts hanging out? What? How does that work?
With your what?
Your gut.
Anyone who has a hernia, there is basically a girdle that has, if you can imagine, a disc that has Velcro on the flat side. And if you Velcro it to basically a really wide ACE bandage, and then you put the apex of the disc on your little penis that's popping out of your body, you push the penis back in, and then you put it on with the big ACE bandage, and then you wrap the ACE bandage, and then you Velcro it to itself. It just tucks in your tummy, and that little apex of a disc holds in your hernia. It is brilliant. I love it. Huge fan.
Oh my god! But it doesn't cut. It's just pushing your skin out. It doesn't poke through your skin. It's just under your skin.
Oh, it's under the skin, but it's very dangerous, Ab. My ex-wife, Angela, she had the same thing, and she just played footsie with it for like a half a year, just kept poking it back in, poking it back in, poking it back in. And then she was in Target, and she was lifting something up high, and all of a sudden it basically pushed out so far, there's no pushing it back in without surgery. And she ended up on the floor in Target in miserable pain, and she had to have EMS pick her up and take her in. And here's the sad part of the story. Because her insurance needed a primary to admit her, and they could not track down the primary before the surgeon had to make the call that she's going to die if we don't, you know, go in. Now she has a $70,000 bill being contested by the insurance company because the primary didn't sign off on it. Can you believe that shit?
Well, those are the horror stories Canadians always shiver at when we hear about American healthcare. You just illustrated it brilliantly. It's crazy.
Yeah. How are you, Ab?
I'm pretty good, thanks. Pretty good. I'm enjoying life.
How are the Druid Babylonian bastards up there treating the Canadians?
Well, I suppose we're in between constrictions of the boa constrictor, but I think we just got permission to get on airplanes if we didn't get the lethal injection. But because the airlines are so backed up, it's pretty hard to fly anywhere, I hear. But it is possible.
Wow. Well, you know what, brother? If you ever decide to get the itch, you can come to Tampa, Florida, and spend some time in the area with Uncle Vigilante being home base, and I won't even charge you one epic.
Oh, you're very kind. If I had to come, it would be in the cold months, because it's really pleasant here right now. So I would come in the cold months if I'm allowed to leave my own country, which is crazy. So I appreciate that very much.
No, I mean it. I'd love to meet you and see you. I feel like you're a twin brother from a mother. And, you know, Marcus.
Nice to you.
Marcus, you know, I still listen to all your shit. And I'm not saying shit. I still listen to all of you. Anytime you're on Ab's show, I listen to it. I listen to it intently. I appreciate you. I agree with you most of the time. I just think you have, I'm not even going to say crypto wrong. I believe you have Epic Cash wrong. And I do invite you.
How could he even know? How could you know with a privacy coin if somebody had 99.5%?
What he's likely judging that on ignorantly is that the primary exchange that Vite is on is the Vite multi-wallet exchange. Now, to be able to trade on there, your Epic is converted to a token. So on Vite, it is not a privacy coin, because you can take someone's address if you know what it is, and you can put it into vitescan.io, and you can tell whatever somebody has in their wallet. And so what he's basing that on is vite.io, or Vite, you know, Vite holds, you know, all of the tokens for that exchange. But that is not the base blockchain. That is not the native blockchain. There are millions of coins that are on the native blockchain that is totally invisible. Now, when the Diego wallet comes out, I'm pulling all my shit off of Vite, because Vite potentially is an attack vector. I'll raise my hand to that, but it's the best we have at the moment.
but that does not mean that there is an owner, so frickin' ignorant, that there is an owner. Vite doesn't own Epic Cash, Marcus. My God, it's a proof of work coin. Do a little work. Do some homework. But I believe that is what must be his basis. Otherwise, the guy is totally out of his mind, and I cannot wait to hear his arguments when he comes on and he actually addresses Max Freeman and Todd Lewis with his argument. Marcus, this is the attention that you want, the attention you deserve. Come on my show and make your case. This is a throwdown. If you do not come on my show and make your case, I respectfully ask you to shut the F up. Stop the F up. Okay? Deal? All right, my friend. It's 6:52. I'm meeting my family for dinner at 7. So I just arrived. I wish you a good weekend.
How is Alex? Is she okay?
Oh, thank you. I'm going to see her for the first time in probably 3 months tonight. She is getting better. She has had a lot of alternative therapy, so I can't wait to see her and just kind of visually see for myself. But that girl has had a tough, tough go. But I have a, and I know this sounds woo-woo, but there's been a healer that has worked with her that has been successful in reversing vaccine damage. So,
Because I talked to a young woman in Manchester. So if you have any clues or secrets, maybe you could put her in touch with this woman in Manchester to give her a boost, because she's very depressed and very vaccine damaged as well.
Look, DM me. I have a guy. I have a guy who is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. He holds several patents on these mists that have, I mean, the dude has bona fides beyond belief. He actually believes there is a boogie virus. He and I have debated that. But what he attacks are the spike proteins and the shit that your body has to get rid of. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. So look.
So
I'll
send her. What's your email? What's your public email? I'll copy her on an email to you, and then you, like,
you can email me at theunclevigilante@gmail.com.
Okay, so I'll copy her on that email, and hopefully you can help her. John Lukash is trying to help her as well.
Okay, great.
You know,
I love John,
but she's pretty depressed, so I'm pretty sure your daughter.
My daughter can relate, man.
In there. All right. Yeah, we gotta help all these people. We gotta help all these poor women that
we
took
do.
The poison.
We do. So I got a guy. All right, man. Gotta
all right.
See my girl.
I'll put this call up. Good job.
Good. Take care. See ya. Bye bye.